The Money Show.
Business Unusual.
So Dr. Graham Codrington, who's a futurist and partner at Tomorrow Today, sent me a rather cryptic message this morning. Don't think about it too much, but what genre of music do you like? And so I said to him, well, I like a bit of Coltrane, and I gave him a couple of ideas, and he then created a jingle for Business Unusual. Let's have a listen to the first one, if you don't mind, Karabo.
In the corridors of chrome and glass, whispers float of the future past. Bold visions wrapped in complex jazz, where the norm is questioned and limits pass. Shift the paradigm, the old canvas tear. Sketch new realms in the daring air. Innovation's rhythm, brave and true. In the dance of the bold, the business unusual.
That's one version. And then version number two, you can tell us which one you prefer or which one you hate least.
In the corridors of chrome and glass,
whispers float of the future.
Shift the paradigm, the old canvas tear.
Sketch new realms in the daring air.
It's the same words, I mean, you get a feel for the second one. We don't need to go through all of it. Graham Cotton has been composing all morning. He's been sitting with his quill pen and parchment and has been writing musical notes and hiring artists and getting studios booked and getting singers done. Your commitment to this feature is nothing short of extraordinary, Graham. Or are you going to tell me you did it in 30 seconds on your PC?
Bruce, as they say in the classics, you get what you pay for. And I paid nothing for that, and it took me about 5 minutes. So it's my pleasure, my gift to you.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, explain to me the process, please, if you would. Because you sent me saying, I said, I like a bit of Dave Brubeck, I like a bit of Coltrane. And you then created in those themes of the sort of the styles of the musicians, two different jingles using some lyrics. Did you write the lyrics? How did that work?
No, I didn't actually do anything except be the person who was asking ChatGPT and a new app called Udio, UDIO.com. And people know about generative AI these days. We don't have to explain that, but it allows you to take text prompts and then ask a system to either write a better document for you, or Sora is the app that allows you. Well, it will allow us when it's open to the public, but it enables us to turn a text prompt into videos. And Udio was released about a week or two ago. And this allows you to do what we've just done, to create, to not just create a little bit of musical background, but to actually create some lyrics, choose a particular style of music, give a little bit of information the same way you would tell ChatGPT what to do in terms of prompting. And it took less than 30 seconds after I had developed the words and the prompts to produce those two different versions of a 33-second. That's how much you can get for free, 33-second little snippet of music as you played. I don't think it's going to win a Grammy Award, but it's not horrible. Yet.
No, I quite like the first version. I wasn't wild about version number two. It's a little slow, but it's in the style. Both very plausible. And you would have absolutely no idea that there was no humans involved in the creation of that. And that's, on the one hand, fairly frightening, but at the same time, a revolution for creators of content who can't afford the studio time, can't afford the musical talent, to up their game at least. So, you may have issues if you're an artist. Certainly, other parts of the economy will benefit from this.
Yes, I actually am a musician, very much an amateur these days, but I've played trumpet for most of my life and played professionally just out of school for a year or so. And I think I have a good ear for that. And I think people who do have a good ear would be able to very quickly realize that this is not great music. It's background music at best. But If you are a restaurant and you just want some music playing in the background, if at the moment you are playing music, the type of music that you'd play on the radio, the sort of top hits music, technically you're supposed to be buying a license and paying royalties to Samro, who then should, and the Samro system works well, give at least some of that to the actual musicians. It's the way that those people make their money. And so you can imagine if a restaurant was paying the license and didn't want to, this would be a reasonably adequate background noise behind them. You could imagine people putting this into call center waiting tones and into lifts in buildings and wherever else you might have a bit of background music.
Yeah, well, it can only improve on lift music. That much we know there. But musicians and their rights, I mean, are they going to be threatened by this? I suspect some might be.
Well, certainly many of them are feeling threatened. About 200 musicians on the release of UDO signed, and these are sort of the top Grammy-winning type musicians, signed a paper saying, look, this is problematic. You know, this is not going to end well. I'm not sure what they're going to do about it, because these systems are not technically copying individual music. So I did take your John Coltrane suggestion and I put it into the prompt, and UDO said to me, we cannot use actual musicians. So I had to remove that from the prompt and just go with straight jazz. And I couldn't even say in the style of Coltrane. So I think that's a nod by the app developers to say, yeah, that we're not going to do that. We're not going to allow you to copy Taylor Swift or something precisely. But of course, all of these systems are trained on something, and they are trained on that music. So that music exists as a prompt. Now, my personal view is, well, all of us are trained on that music. I've tried to copy Brahe for many, many years, playing the trumpet and the flugelhorn. And there's a reason I haven't sold out a concert hall yet, you know, because people know who the real deal is.
You have other skills. You have other skills.
I have.
I have other skills,
and I've spent my life doing other things. But I like to think if I had tried, I might have been able to. But no, you know, there are only a few people I think that we would all spend thousands of rands to go into a concert hall to see, and UDO isn't, I think, going to be one of those yet. Except, of course, as a slightly older gentleman as you are, I kind of looked down my nose for many years at the DJ scene. You know, these are people who mix other people's music. But, you know, you can't argue with years and years of filling out concert venues and thousands and tens of thousands of people just loving the beat and the vibe. So that is what creativity is. It's about using all the tools available to you, taking what exists in the world already, remixing it, making it your own, putting your own stamp on it. And so I have a sneaking suspicion that good musicians will probably use audio as just one of the tools that they've got in order to make the type of music that we enjoy. But entry-level musicians now have competition from a robot that doesn't charge anything.
Yeah, that's the problem with it, and it's going to make harder for kids to crack the market, I suppose. I suppose one of the wonderful things about this stuff is that it's probably seamless and secure, isn't it? I mean, what could possibly go wrong when you go onto the internet and decide that you're going to create content? I think there's a little cautionary tale here.
No, I think I gave your producer just a little bit too much information. That's a loaded question, Bruce, but it is worth telling. I'll make the mistake so that the listeners don't have to. I went on and searched for UDO.com, very, very excited about this. I clicked on the first site that Google gave me without... I wasn't concentrating. I was too excited. I got onto a website that said, we are UDO. Please click here to create your first piece of music. I went in. I did everything I was expecting to get to. I hit the button to generate the song, and a little pop-up came up and said, sorry, there are too many people trying to create music. You're going to be put in a queue, but if you'd like to get past the queue, click here and you can upgrade to Pro immediately. Now I thought I'm doing this for Bruce. I'm doing this for the show. I can spend a bit of money if I need to. So I popped my credit card details in, and they took $15 from me. And then there was just this blue ball of death spinning and saying, we're generating your song. And I got a little bit suspicious. Too late. They already had my credit card. And it was a website called UDOAI.com, which I then had a long look. And obviously, this is literally the scam. So they made 270 Rand for me. I'll get it reversed on the credit card and, you know, cancel the card. And it was, so it'll all be fine and they won't have my money. But I kicked myself because I help people to not make these mistakes. And once again, even somebody who's got their eyes wide open, who's ready for any business unusual all the time, it was very frustrating in the moment. So keep your eyes open. You know, the scammers are faster than we are, and smarter than we are by far. So keep your eyes open out there.
Dr. Graham Codrington, thank you very, very much indeed. That was fun. Futurist and partner at Tomorrow Today. Graham Codrington on The Money Show.